This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
You press all the right buttons, doesn't it? Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, really, seriously, look into what you're doing, right? Look into the, I mean, I'm watching this stuff fly, and I mean fly, all over the interweb, you know, that place where we're getting all our information now. And that's cool, that's okay, then, you know, if that's where you want to get it all, that's fine. But remember, everything up there is not gospel truth, right? We got that? Some of us? I mean, we're hearing all kinds of craziness that's going on with, you know, isn't it funny how everything the Dems, and I mean everything the Dems have put on us, everything that Dems have accused us of doing, or I shouldn't say us, accused Republicans of doing. Ultimately, what happens? Anybody? Yeah, that's right. They get caught doing it themselves, don't they? It's hilarious. It's hilarious from a standpoint. You have to sit there and shake your head and go, my God, did you honestly believe that nobody would catch you? But see, it really isn't a matter at this point that nobody will catch them. It's more so, what is somebody going to do about it? Have any of them gone to jail? Has, with everything they have done, have any of them ever really gone to jail? Except if you turn on them. Remember, Blagojevich, right? They didn't like him. They were crazy about him, so it was okay to turn on him. You know, it's just amazing. And it's constant. It never really stops. When they fight, you know, you're their best buddy, you're their best buddy, you're their best buddy, until you do something wrong. And then, man, is it, man, as they say, is it over for you? 855, well, that was fast. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's, Ed from Washington. How you doing, Ed?
Brian, hey, just real quickly, I want to talk about the benefit unemployment program. I want to have the federal government, when they give that monies to make up the gap between what the state pays, they should only be making that amount up to what that person earns at his regular job if he had it. And then to be able to qualify for that additional money that's being made up by the federal government, he should have to be able to qualify for that by bringing in his mortgage payment or his rent payment and his utilities to be shown that they've been paid.
I think we shouldn't just easily, like somebody was talking, you know, here in California, I think it was $400 for that the government was giving them, and then the state was giving them close to $200. So most people were walking out with $600 a week. People who weren't making that, people who were making $350, $400 a week, all of a sudden they're making twice what they usually make. They were actually making more money on unemployment that they were making than they were making at the actual job. So I agree with you, Ed. I think you're right on. You need to prove what you had coming in unemployment shouldn't be a livable wage.
Yeah, but to qualify for that, to keep getting it, you need to bring in your receipt from the people you pay your rent for and your utility bills.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You paid for it.
Yeah, so you need kind of like ongoing proof that you're actually taking care of that stuff.
Yeah, because if you were on unemployment, you'd have to show that you tried to go to work, you showed up, you'd have to bring interview papers saying that you actually are looking for work.
Oh, not in California. You just checked the box. Did you look for work? Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't care about that. I just care about the Fed.
No,
the Fed
I know.
Our national debt.
Yeah, I mean, in California, it's kind of like they're in trouble right now. They have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on false EDD claims with no proof, no anything, but yet they keep doling out the money. Isn't that wonderful? Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Yeah. Seriously, this is almost comical the way this goes down on a regular basis here in California. I got a friend of mine who sent me an article. And in the article, it talked about how here in California, you have inmates that were getting unemployment. I mean, the scam was great. They had it all figured out. They knew what to do with it. And the funny thing about it was, I'm just guessing here. If you're sending, 1,500 unemployment checks to the same address, shouldn't there be some kind of flag that pops up and says, hey, yo, this is a prison? Do we have that many guards that are out of work or something? I mean, seriously. I found all that really, really interesting and amusing when I read it. There's no way you're spending all this money on, computer systems or what have you, and you don't put checks and balances in there. Hey, Dan Pell is going to join me. Many of you guys that listen to the show are small business owners. You got family-run businesses. You got the PPP loans and all of that. And many are finding out, ooh, this isn't the free money we thought it was. There are certain things that you have to adhere to, certain rules that you had to, or ways that you had to do this, report on it, keep the money or whatever. And like me or many, 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 many others, it's not like you can sit down and read that stuff and really understand what it says. Right? Nobody. The IRS people can't even understand what it says most of the time. So I've asked Dan Pell to join us later on, after the break, to make sure that we truly understand what's going on, that you guys don't get nailed or burned or anything else any more than you need to be. It's really that simple. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Rail Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. One of my favorite people to have on the show. I mean, seriously, the three letters, okay, that just make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And it really shouldn't. Okay, we know better than that. And it really shouldn't, but it does. Is when you get that little letter from the Internal Revenue Service, and it ain't going to say, most of the time, it ain't going to say, hey, we got a boatload of money for you. Where can you come pick it up, right? I mean, usually it's the other side that you owe them a boatload of money, but it ain't the end of the world because Dan Pilla, the tax man, is going to help you figure this out and work this through. And Dan, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joe. No problem at all.
Yeah, you got, you know, and again, it's people get that letter, as you say in your commercial, you start to shudder and shake. You get the cold chills, right? And it ain't the flu or anything close to the flu. So
no, it's not.
And you don't need to be.
Not even COVID. This is as pervasive as COVID is. Probably don't even have that, George. Probably just fear going to the mailbox because you got this letter from the IRS and you don't know what it means.
Yeah.
But you know one thing. If it's from the IRS, It can't be good news, just as you said. The fact of the matter is the IRS rarely sends out good news that I know of. Mostly it's bad news, frankly.
There's no Christmas cards going out, I take it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about you, Joe, but I do. I know I don't get Christmas cards from the IRS.
No, I can imagine.
Well, Dan, do you get along with the IRS? You know, you've been fighting the IRS all these years. You've been bad-mouthing the IRS on radio all across the country for 30 years. Do you get along with the IRS? Well, I don't know about that. I don't get Christmas cards from them. That's that much I know.
No, it's great because, again, you are one of the guys that knows what he's doing. I always say, and it's because I know you and I've read stories and I know other people that have used your services. And frankly, you are the guy. You are the guy to deal with this. But before we get into all of that, all right, I mean, what I want to get with you is because I have a lot of friends that listen to this show, a lot of people that have small businesses, from anywhere from 3 to 3,000 employees. Real quick, what does the IRS consider a small business?
Well, 3,000 employees ain't no small business, Joe. I got news for you. Small business typically is under 500 employees. That's kind of the mark as far as employees is concerned. And generally speaking, the line, and that's just vague, of course, because it depends who you talk to. If you talk to the owner of a business with 500 employees and he's looking at competing with Chrysler, for example, he may say, "Well, gee, I'm just a little guy." Well, yeah, that's true compared to Chrysler or Amazon. You know, it's not true compared to the mom and pop grocery store that has 5 employees or 10 employees. So typically, small business is under 500 employees. Typically, it's under $10 million a year in sales. That's kind of the mark, Joe, that we use when we're talking about small businesses. So in answer to the question, the vast majority of businesses out there qualify as small businesses. The IRS tells us that there's approximately, and I'm rounding the numbers up here now, okay, because I don't have the data right in front of me at my fingertips, but approximately 30 million businesses out there, businesses in general, right?
Right.
And approximately 2/3 of them would qualify as small businesses. And the vast majority of those businesses qualify as home-based. And so approximately half of all businesses out there are home-based businesses where they're operating out of their spare bedroom, the basement, the garage, the shack in the back 40, whatever it may be. So as you can see, the overwhelming majority of businesses in America are really truly small businesses the way that you and I would think of small businesses, where you've got, two or three or maybe four or five people that are out there slogging every day. That's the model.
Right. Now, and again, people, it's really funny when people are talking about businesses and what they perceive to be small and what they think the IRS sees as small business and what have you. And a lot of these small businesses don't think that the IRS is looking at them, but in reality, they are looking at them. They look at small businesses sometimes more than the larger ones, don't they?
Well, there's no question about it, Joe. There just aren't that many "quote unquote" big businesses out there. How many businesses rise to the level of Chrysler, Amazon, Google? These operations that have hundreds of thousands of employees. There just aren't that many of them out there. And here's the other thing about these big businesses that people don't understand. The IRS, they say, well, the IRS never audits these big businesses. Well, no, the IRS always audits those big businesses. Because here's what happens. When you've got these large business units, such as Chrysler, let's just focus on Chrysler for English, because that's the name that sprang in my head when we started talking about this for no good reason. But, what do you got for employees in Chrysler, Joe? Is it 350,000 employees? It's got to be. There's got to be more than that. I don't know. Target Corporation has 350,000 employees around the country. They do about $80 billion a year in sales. So what happens with these large businesses is they are generally incorporated into what is called the continuous audit program. And so what happens is let's take one of these big companies. You've got maybe a team of a half a dozen IRS people that go to work at the Chrysler office building in Detroit. That's their post of duty. And these companies are under continuous audit, nonstop examination, 365 days a year. And so the reason for that is because these companies are so big and they're so fast moving and they got so many things going on, it is impractical for the IRS to hand a file to a tax examiner and 2019 tax return of Chrysler. Well, my heavens, that tax return's got to be four feet thick, Joe. You can't just start auditing that tax return. I mean, there's a million things you have to look at, and so that's why they have this ongoing audit program. And I would suggest it's probably as much. And this is crazy coming out of my mouth, I know, but I would suggest it's probably as much a benefit for the big corporations to have this going on as it is for the IRS, because now you've got. You know, you've got immediate feedback on what your bookkeeping situation looks like, how you set up this transaction to that transaction. You've got immediate feedback on it, as opposed to waiting 2 years later. Your statute of limitations on an audit is 3 years. So, you know, as opposed to waiting, let's say, 2 years later, you got some guy that steps in and has no idea what the heck's going on, and he's got to educate himself about all this stuff. And you know, now all of a sudden they're up against the statute of limitations, so the IRS wants waivers and all the rest of that. I mean, it just, there's all kinds of different directions this thing spins into unless you've got, you know, ongoing and immediate feedback.
Yeah, it's people don't really understand what it takes. When we come back, though, the reason I started off with all the small business stuff is we're going to talk about the small business PPP loans that were given out this year, or granted or taken, or whatever you want to call it, whatever terminology you want to use. And really what that's going to look like, whether it's under Biden or Trump, coming up here in the future. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a resolution to keep the federal government open one more week and giving lawmakers a chance to negotiate a deal on a spending bill before Friday's deadline. The temporary funding bill now goes to the Senate, which is expected to pass it and send it along to President Trump. 17 states have backed a lawsuit from the state of Texas asking the Supreme Court to overturn the results of the presidential election in four states. The suit argues that changes to absentee voting in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin were done unlawfully. The president has also asked the court to let him become a plaintiff on that suit. 16 states signed on to a brief filed Wednesday by the state of Missouri. The suit is also asking for the date for Electoral College voting to be pushed back. The court has given those four states until Thursday afternoon to file a response. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. We really do want you part of the solution. That's really the best thing for everybody, frankly. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Let me bring it back on. Dan Pilla joins me. And, you know, originally I brought him on. I wasn't trying to get his blood boiling, but I brought him on to talk about some of the small business gotchas you're going to find coming up in this tax season. And not that you did anything on illegal or wrong or bad on purpose, but, I mean, man, when the IRS agents really don't know the code, how can you be expected to know the code? Dan, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
It's my pleasure, Joe.
Okay, so we got this Paytex Protection, whatever. You know, the money that you got from the government to keep your business open, a lot of these guys are hurting. A lot of these guys in California who took that money, they're not around anymore. We've lost 40% of those restaurants that actually, you know, took the money to keep employees, and it ain't happening. So what can we expect? Give us an overview of what's going on with this loan and the payback.
Yeah, first of all, it's so tragic, Joe, that so many of these businesses have failed. And I have to tell you, it breaks my heart. You and I have talked about this more than once here now over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. And it's just so shocking that these government officials continue to put the hammer down on businesses. As if businesses are responsible for the health of the individuals in the country. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But aside from that, the Paycheck Protection Program loan is a forgivable loan. And so what that means very simply is if you receive this money from the government and you use the money in accordance with the dictates of the law, then you can apply to the government for forgiveness of the loan. So you get the money on the front end, you use the money to pay for expenses that are authorized by law, and as long as you use the money in that fashion, then the debt is forgivable. I don't care if your company's out of business or not. The debt is forgivable as long as you use the money for the legally authorized reasons. And there's four reasons, Joe, if you want to get into that. There's four reasons. Four ways in which you can use the money. The first one is for payroll. So 60% of your PPP loan had to be used for payroll to keep, the whole idea was to keep people on the payroll through the pandemic. Of course, that was defeated by the state shutdown orders telling businesses they couldn't operate. So, okay, you got people on the payroll, but what are they doing? I mean, they're not coming to work. They're not doing anything. They're not, you know, so if the business is not generating any income, you know, what's the point of operating? Obviously, they can't. So anyway, so we got 60% had to be used on payroll. The rest of the 40% could be used for a combination of payroll, interest on business loans, not principal, but interest on business loans, rent for business tools, equipment, facilities, and utilities for business property. So that's how the money had to be used. If you used it in that fashion, at least 60% for payroll, then the debt is forgivable. And what you do is you have to apply. There's a period of time for applying. We can talk about that. You have to apply to your lender to get the debt forgiven. There's a series of documents you submit, proof that you spent the money this way or that way. And then they say, if the lender gives you a preliminary approval of the debt forgiveness, then it goes up to the SBA, Small Business Administration, is where the essentially the money came from. And they then make the final decision on whether this is forgivable or not. Now, the remarkable feature of these PPP loans is that not only is the debt forgivable when you use the money in the proper fashion, but the debt forgiveness, Joe, is not considered taxable income. Ordinarily, uh-huh. If you get a debt forgiven, the amount of the debt forgiveness is counted as income to you, because when you got the loan in the first place, you didn't have to count the loan proceeds as income, right? Loans are never income. You know that.
Right.
Everybody knows that. So you get a loan for a car, you get a loan for business, you get a loan for your house. You don't have to call that money income. It's not income. And you have to pay it back. Okay, fine. So you pay the money back, and so that's not a taxable transaction. You don't have to report the income when you get the loan. You don't get a deduction for the principal payments. You can write off the interest in most cases, but you don't get a deduction for the principal payments going back. So the loan transaction itself is non-taxable, right? However, if the loan is forgiven, let's say you get a loan for 50 grand, you pay back 30, and the rest of the 20 is forgiven. Well, now what happened? Now you got $20,000 worth of money that you didn't have to claim as income, or I should say that you didn't claim as income when you received it, right, through the loan proceeds, but now it's forgiven. Now you don't have to pay it back. So at that point, it becomes taxable income. At the point of forgiveness, it becomes taxable income, except in the case of PPP loans. So they're not income on the front end. You get forgiveness on the back end if you use the money properly, and you don't have to pay, you don't have to claim the forgiveness amount as income on your tax return. It's for all, in every way, shape, and form, Joe, it's free money.
Wow. All right, well, that, you know, I mean, a lot of small businesses are sweating it, to your point, or to my point, whatever. You know, here in California, for instance, where they've shut down the restaurants, they've shut all these places down, these guys not only are hurting, I mean, they're done. They you know, you see them out in front of their stores bawling their eyes out going, we're finished. We have nothing left. We've spent that money and whatever money we had hidden in a coffee can in the backyard.
Sure. Yeah, all their savings, their life savings. You know, There's businesses all over Minnesota that are folding up, and these people have put their life savings into these businesses, even with the PPP loans, even with the small business so-called EIDL loans, the economic disaster loans that were given out as part of this CARES Act that was passed Congress in March as well. And so it's completely tragic. There's just no other way to put it.
No, and people don't realize a lot of these small businesses are mom and pop stores. People who live in your communities, they've put up their houses, their cars, everything they had to get this business rolling and going. And again, I think you're going to see, and I'm not one for one for the government to step in and wipe everybody's debt clean, but they created this, Dan. They created this aggravation.
Well, there's no question about it. And here's the real nefarious part of it. Is you got all the small mom-and-pop operations that were shut down, but in the meantime, the big box corporate stores were allowed to continue to function. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, Jeff Bezos, who hates Trump, right? I mean, look at, what did he become, a multi-billionaire over and over and over again with this?
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of ironies here and injustices, you know, I was in big box stores, talking about big box stores.
Right.
I was in a big box store the other day, and I don't know if you saw my article that was published on WND. about this particular issue. The incredible irony, the one irony is, well, shut all the little guys down and we let the big box stores operate. Here's the other irony. I was in one of these big box stores the other day because people go to these things, right?
Right.
And I see this display. That's the display is the size of a house. Inside this store, the display is the size of a house. And what they're displaying is personal protection equipment, the gloves, the disinfecting items, the hand sanitizers, and the face mask, right? Buy your face mask here. Great big sign, buy your face mask here. Because we all got to have face masks, right, Joe? Because you can't go out in public without your face mask on. You're going to kill somebody. So I go over there, and I'm curious about the face mask. And I pick up one of the boxes of the face mask, and I'm curious about whether there's a warning label on the box that tells you that it's no good to stop COVID. And I don't know why I thought I'd see that, but I just was curious, and I thought, I'm just curious if there's a warning label. So I look at the box, and yeah, there's a warning label, but it doesn't say anything like what I thought it might say. But here's what caught my attention. On one of the boxes, it said made in China. Now, not made in Taiwan, not made in Hong Kong, made in China, mainland China, right?
Yeah.
So there's three different manufacturers of masks that are for sale in this store. I pick up all three of those boxes and I look at all of them, every single one of them, made in China. So I take a picture of the box, of all three boxes, and then I take a picture of the side of the box where it tells us where the stuff is made. And here's my point. We know now whether China manufactured the virus or not. I'm not saying they did. I don't know if they did, Joe. I'm not saying they did. But we know for a fact that it originated in China. We also know for a fact that China shut down all of its internal airline operations as early as January, but they continued their international flights out of Wuhan in particular, into Europe in particular, at a time when they absolutely knew that virus was loose. They exported it to the world, right? There's no question that's not even something to debate.
You're going to have to hold that thought, Dan, because we both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Right.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Feel the rhythm now.
You
should be
thinking, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. That's really what you need to do. Dan Pilla joins me, and I really always enjoy when he's on with me. We get so much information. You guys should be not if you're driving, but you should be taking notes. Okay, you really should listen to him, listen to what's going on, because it's going to be a little bit of a hairy, I think, more than usual tax year for us. And if you want to grab one of his books, you know, he gives you a free consultation after you get the book, taxhelponline.com. Go to taxhelponline.com. You can sign up for his newsletters. There's so much going on that you can get information. And this is one of those areas you really need to get some information on. You really need to know. I've gotten bad information from, and not that all CPAs are bad. I hate the, you know, but you get bad information sometimes. So you need to make sure that you know what's going on, especially if you have a small business. It's great to have Dan with us. And Dan, again, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. So again, back to, you know, we were dealing with small business. What's going on? These guys that are sweating it, that they're going to have to pay. Worried about that they're going to have to pay it back. But you had said something to me a while back. I got a couple of emails on it. I never really followed up with you, which was you had to keep that money in a separate payroll, almost like you didn't touch it for anything but payroll.
Let me clarify, Joe. First of all, it's good that you remember that I recommended that people segregate the funds, because that was an important thing.
Yeah.
And the reason is because you have to be able to demonstrate that the money was used for authorized purposes only. Now, not just payroll, 60% payroll, yes, but not entirely payroll. You could use it entirely for payroll, but the threshold was 60%. You had to get at least 60% of the money used for payroll. Now, here's the other reason why I wanted people to segregate the funds. And this is one of the things that I want to get out here now in our conversation before we wrap this up. And that is this. The IRS has issued guidance now on these paycheck protection loan programs, and they made it perfectly clear, Joe, that you cannot, to the extent that your loan is either forgiven or is forgivable, because you meet all the rules, you cannot claim a deduction on your business tax return for money that's used, PPP money that's used to pay business expenses. All right, so you've got to be able to segregate those funds from a bookkeeping standpoint to demonstrate, A, that you used the funds as required by law, and B, that you didn't claim a deduction on your tax return for those expenses, because you cannot, N-O-T, not claim a deduction for expenses paid with PPP money on your tax return, assuming you meet all the rules for discharge. The IRS is perfectly clear about that, Joe, and they issued a directive on that. In fact, there's two position papers they came out with last week on that are effective December 7th, which was what? 2 days ago, right?
Yep.
They're effective December 7th. That make it perfectly clear that you can't make you can't claim that deduction as long as you qualify for forgiveness. Whereas if you don't qualify for forgiveness, or your loan is actually denied, your forgiveness is denied, then you can claim the deduction. So the deductibility of the expenses is tied to the forgiveness question. And it's very important for your listeners to understand that who've got PPP loans. You can't take two bites of the apple here. You can't double dip on the tax benefit.
So part of that money can be used to pay your rent, lease, whatever, correct?
Right, that's right.
So that would mean go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's take payroll aside for a second. We know that 60% has to be used for payroll, and there's three other categories that can be paid with. Number one is utilities on business property. It's got to be business. Number two is rent obligations on business property. So if you're renting tools or equipment or an office or a warehouse, then you can pay rent with it. And number three is interest on loan obligations for business tools, equipment, facilities. But interest only, Joe, not principal, just interest.
Wow. Well, hey, you know, you look at all that, and people, now, when you're writing off the lease, when you're making your lease payments, I'm just trying to clarify here, you cannot write off that lease payment if you use PPP money, right?
Well, does the lease payment qualify as a rental agreement? Does it qualify as a purchase agreement? Leasing generally is a rental agreement, right?
Right.
If I lease a piece of equipment, at the end of my lease, I don't own the equipment. I might have a buyout option, but I don't own the equipment. So generally speaking, a lease is just really a fancy word for rental. In that situation, if you're leasing business tools, equipment, facilities, PPP money can be used for that purpose, could be used for that purpose. But remember the ratio. The key is the ratio. 60% has to be used for payroll. The rest can be used for those other three items.
Wow. This is going to be a lot of fun. And these CPAs really understand this, aren't they?
Well, they really are, Joe. And I don't badmouth CPAs.
Right.
I love CPAs. They're an important part of our tax compliance constellation of tools here, and I deal with CPAs every single day, and they're necessary. There's no doubt about that. But I live in a different world from CPAs. CPAs live in the tax preparation world. I live in the compliance and enforcement world, right? And I see I'm the tax equivalent of an ER trauma surgeon. And CPAs are the tax equivalent of the general practitioner, where people come in and say, "Doc, you know, my toe hurts. What do I do?" So there's just a remarkable difference between the roles that are played between CPAs and people like myself, the tax litigators. I'm always looking for the worst case scenario, but that's what I'm dealing with every day of the week, Joe, is the worst case scenario.
Right.
And I'm here to help people stay away from the worst case scenario.
Well, again, the reason I brought you on, the reason I bring you on for these things is because you have people. I read all kinds of different stories about, what the rules are and what they aren't and what you can spend it on and what you can't. And that's why I tell people they need to go to a guy like you who's in it every day, who's actually doing it and actually has great success in it, as opposed to reading every tweet or Twitter feed that comes, flying by your face, because that's what's going to get you in trouble, at least in my mind's eye.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it, Joe. That's absolutely right. I mean, who are you getting guidance from? Your brother, sister's neighbor's barber? Or do you get, and again, CPAs, I'm not bashing CPAs. I'm not bashing CPAs. They're necessary, they're important, but they don't live in the litigation world. They just don't. And that's where I live.
No, and there's many areas of expertise in the IRS. I mean, there's just a regular person, personal. You go to work every day, you get a paycheck, you have a house. That's somewhat fairly easy. But then if you have a small business on top of that, or you have a business on top of your regular job and what have you, you can get a little complicated, and you can get in quite a bit of trouble if you really don't know how to handle that stuff, can't you?
Well, yeah, there's no question about it. And this is frankly why I wrote my book, Dan Phillips Small Business Tax Guide, is to help the millions of small businesses out there that have these kind of challenges. What are the rules for claiming a home office, for example? Am I going to get in trouble if I write off a space in my house for business? Well, the short answer is no if you do it right. Right? Question is, you got to do it right.
Yeah.
You know how to do it right. Same with your automobile. Can I write off my miles that I drive for business? Of course, the answer is yes, but you got to do it right. And what happens is these businesses, these people, they get fragments of information from wherever they get them. It doesn't matter. They get fragments of information. They fly on the fragments, and they end up in trouble.
The biggest one that you used to tell me about was the mileage. And
it's one of the biggest problems there is. Listen, I'm telling you, Joe, I've been doing this over 40 years, as you know. I don't think I've ever seen a business tax audit. I could be wrong about this. I'd have to think about it. But off the top of my head, I don't think I've ever seen a business audit where the IRS didn't disallow mileage. And I'll tell you, I'm dealing with a case right now. The guy's a floor installer, right? He installs hardwood floors. He's got a van, a step van. It's like a UPS cargo truck.
Right.
That he's got the name of his business on the side of the cargo truck. The truck has got one seat in the front, right? One seat in the front of the truck. The back of the truck is loaded with every kind of tool, equipment, compressor, generator you can imagine, and a stack full of hardwood floors that he brings to this job, that job. He installs it. The IRS disallowed his business mileage. He said he didn't have proof of business mileage. Look at the truck, for heaven's sake. I mean, one look at the truck will tell you that there's no personal use to this truck, and yet this guy, this auditor, my client, who went on his own on the front end, couldn't persuade this auditor that this step van was used for business. It's astonishing. Now, we're going to win the case on appeal. There's no question about it. We're going to win the case on appeal. But this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about, where these people get themselves in trouble not knowing what to do on the front end.
That's why I love having you on with this stuff, because there are a lot. The mileage thing was the one I got a boatload of emails. I got a boatload of OMG emails. Oh, my God, I didn't know that, kind of thing. So the guy's driving down the road listening to the show going, are you serious? I have to do that? So you saved a lot of people money already this year. Next time I have you on, I really want to talk about, because we're up against it, I want to talk about what they can expect from the IRS this year, because, you still have a lot of agents that are stuck at home. They can't go to work, especially in California. They have a total lockdown in Los Angeles County. So I want to talk about what people can expect to look for and whether you can see audits take off or what.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a good topic, Joe.
Yeah. All right, listen, have a great rest of the day, sir. Thanks so much for being on with me.
All right, Joe, my pleasure.
All right.
God bless you.
Well, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back right after the break. I got so much I want to talk about. We'll be back in a few minutes.